Once again, here at the Hereford Genetic Summit in Springfield, Missouri, on the campus of Missouri State University, and Craig Heffines, AHA's Executive Vice President, is standing here with me. First of all, share with me why you feel and why the board and the breed has invested in this type of educational opportunity for your breeders.
Well, we've seen some amazing changes in the beef industry, Jamie, and the big thing is we've seen record prices. I mean, we're at a point that we've never been before in the history of the beef industry in terms of the margins at the cow-calf level. So that gives us an opportunity to invest in our future because we have built these profits and margins in. So we're really looking toward the future, and that is, how do we position the Hereford breed to continually succeed and move forward in market share? How do we become relevant and even more relevant to the commercial cow-calf industry and the consumer? And so we really wanted to hone in on where we are today, where we've been, and perhaps where we need to go tomorrow.
Well, walking across the room, I'm sure you've had lots of opportunities to talk with attendees here. What has been their response? What has been some feedback you've heard from them?
Well, they've been really excited. They've given them some opportunity to think about different ways to do business, what other people in the industry are doing in terms of technology and advancing their breed of cattle, and maybe some things to take home in terms of selection pressure and what things they need to work on to make their genetics more profitable for the commercial industry. So I expect a lot of these breeders to go back and make some changes, perhaps, maybe focus a little more on calving ease, a little more on growth, clean up some udders like we've been doing the last 10 or 12 years, maybe focus a little bit on carcass quality. And the beautiful thing is, Jamie, we have genomic technology that's coming down the pike that's very inexpensive that's going to allow us to make those kind of selection decisions very rapidly.
Well, as we've wrapped up the conference this year, what do you feel is the number one thing that these breeders can take home and remember and actually implement into their herds?
Well, I think the number one thing is use the data, use the information, turn it in, and then use that data and that reliability and proven genetics to make change. And that change needs to be in a direction that's going to be helping the commercial producer sell their product at a higher rate. So I really think we're focusing on the consumer now more than ever.
We heard that definitely across the board, that the consumer may not necessarily always be right, but we still have to be marketing towards them and giving them what they need and want. Once again, talking with Executive Vice President of the American Hereford Association, Craig Heffines, at the Hereford Genetic Summit, I'm Jamie Johansson.